And I was just going to do public comments and they have two simultaneous sessions, and I've just been told that everybody is ready to finish this item. So a little more patience I will appreciate from the folks who had speaker cards for public comments, and appreciate your indulgence.
So if you can throw that up on the screen. This is the board direction that we are recommending that you provide to the executive officer for this item. We have changed the language a little bit to potentially make it less onerous on them, provided we are satisfied with what they've already done to ensure that they meet all permit requirements, including the 1,000-foot, the 1,000-year storm and the 5-foot separation. So what it would be now is they still have to meet kind of those technical requirements for option one if it goes into the rainy season, but they can do that for the second and the fourth requirement of those four requirements by a third party demonstrating that they will meet the 1,000-year storm and the 5-foot separation, instead of having to actually either do the work plan or to construct something. If they can demonstrate that they've already met that requirement, they're good. The third requirement may be satisfied by a demonstration that the VZMS has not leaked, which negates needing to fix it because there's no leak, and they can do that through their statistical analysis. And then it also adds the 5-year limitation on there.
One thing I'll add,
Jessica,
yes,
can I make one technical point?
Sure.
Here, there's no allegation that the this is Harvey Packard speaking, there's no allegation that the VCMS is leaking. That's the monitoring system. It's the LCRS, I think.
Please change that. Okay,
change that.
Let me change it. LCRS,
right.
That's why Harvey gets the big bucks.
Okay, he gets partial credit.
So I was going to add to that that the third party receives prior approval by the executive officer, the third party who will be doing the evaluations.
So I'd like to ask then simply what is changed from our original recommendation. What is different in this?
One element that's different is the addition of the fourth requirement. So if you go to the draft cease and desist order, and it's on page 4 of the tentative cease and desist order. The Roman numeral 1, tasks to be completed before recommencing surface impoundment operations. There are 4 subtasks.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth one has been added to the direction. So that's right. Actually, both the second and the fourth. So a third-party evaluation can suffice there.
If the third party can demonstrate that the changes that they've already made are sufficient to protect the pond from the 1,000-year storm and maintain the 5-foot separation, then no further changes need to be made.
And will be a recommendation from a third party based on what has already been done?
Correct. An evaluation of what has already been done in the case of the grading improvements.
So it would be a peer review of the items that are currently in place?
Correct. It could be a field evaluation of what's been done, too. I mean, not just like what I heard in my brain, is that it wouldn't I wouldn't constrain it to just be a literature review or calculation review simply, but also a field evaluation of grading improvements that have been done.
So the grading improvements that were conducted by the county and then the trenching that occurred?
Correct.
And the sandbags?
I can just interject. We will be doing significantly more drainage improvements. They're not just what's done. We will complete that process so that we have, you know, a fully engineered drainage system that works, and that has to be demonstrated to the satisfaction of this third party that your executive officer chooses.
Yeah, because one of the things, kind of following up, I think, on the train of thought that Ms. Gray has, is that we're not talking about, you know, to put it in simple terms, hiring a consultant to see what had been done in the past and say, yep, this year it's going to work. I guess that's what I'm asking. It's going to include additional measures, you know, that are going to be taken to prevent surface water inflow.
So part of the discussion that occurred during the break was we already have engineered opinions by engineers regarding the sufficiency of prior grading and design elements, and they have proven not to be sufficient to comply with the 5-foot separation and the inundation requirements in Title 27. We don't want to just have another paper saying, yeah, we're good. We'd like to have a higher level of confidence.
Okay. And I saw, Mr. Johnson, you had raised your hand.
Yeah, so I assume that then the kind of the presumption here is that the failure to maintain a 5-foot distance between the bottom of the pond and the groundwater was a function of the was quite possibly a function of the inundation by surface water, and that we're open to a demonstration that the changes in handling of stormwater on the surface will prevent that from happening in the future, as opposed to requiring the drilling if that can be demonstrated, as opposed to requiring the drilling of dewatering wells underneath the pond. Is that correct?
Correct. And that's the gist of the discussion that went on around that element, right? I want to acknowledge, I believe it's a staff report. A component of the staff report developed by the prosecution team acknowledges that there's connectivity between the pond, the historic pond, and the surface water features in the vicinity, suggesting that there's pretty high permeability out there. Kind of a roundabout way of saying, yeah, I think if you take – the likelihood is if you adequately give the water a place to go, it won't necessarily consume the 5-foot separation.
Okay, so I'd like to look at – the rest of our... Do you have any more questions? Sorry. Ms. Gray? Mr. Young?
Well, I wanted to hear from Mr. Carmel that his prior objection has been taken off the table to our proceeding.
We're very comfortable with the language that's there and comfortable with the process.
Okay, thank you.
And we really do thank your consideration in allowing us to do that.
Sure.
Saves a lot of time and energy.
His body language was showing that he was smiling. Yeah. So, any?
No.
Okay. So at this time, we had a motion, we had a second, and we had discussions. And so we have an amendment that's being proposed, Mr. Johnson.
I will accept the amendment as the maker of the motion.
Okay.
And I'll second it again.
Right. Any further discussion? Okay. So now we can bring this to a vote. So I would like to ask for roll call.
Dr. Wolf?
Yes.
Dr. Hunter? Ms. Cervantes?
Yes.
Mr. Delgado?
Same.
Ms. Gray?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. So thank you very much. So this concludes item 10.